Next patient is Pamela Grimm, GRIMM, 11/5/2025, 22/1971. Patient is, let's see, patient is currently in his 18th benefit period, 9/25/25 to 11/23/25. This date of visit is 11/5/2025. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. This face-to-face and patient was seen for sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation. Pamela is 54 years old. She's on hospice because of end-stage chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She also suffers from chronic kidney disease, hemiplegia, and hemiparesis, status post-CVA, left-sided weakness, chronic pain, sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, chronic pain related to intravertebral disc degeneration, lumbar region, epilepsy, depression, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, lower extremity edema, period. Patient has a MAC of 37 centimeter, blood pressure 120/68, pulses 92, O2 sats 95% on 2 liters of oxygen. She goes between 1 and 2 liters of oxygen, period. She has chronic hypoxemia. Hypoxemia causes decreased mentation, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, multiple urinary tract infections in the past. Patient has history, gastroesophageal reflux, and anxiety. Has weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition causing patient's edema, both on Bumix and Lasix to control symptoms. Patient has PPS of 30%. Caretaker Ms. Mizebra, M-I-Z-E-B-R-A, tells me that patient is much weaker, more confused, sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day, short of breath with rest, short of breath with activity, short of breath at all times. Not able to help with any ADLs at this time. MAC has dropped from 38 to 37 centimeter, as was mentioned. Belongs to New York Heart Association class 4 with shortness of breath at rest. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.